There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's a big day. It's a big night. Come on in. It's a Meat Friday, by the way. In case you're wondering, the Traeger Grill's fired up, and so are we. Chimichurri, smoked ribeyes, garlic mashed potatoes, and roasted broccoli with Parmesan. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Todd will be singing tonight. He's getting some phone calls of encouragement, some tweets of encouragement. I believe there's encouragement in those tweets or emails, Todd.
Yeah, you get a, you're going to kill it, and then you're going to get a, you're going to get killed. You're going to crush it. They're going to crush you.
Well, we're thinking positive.
We are thinking positive.
Yes, we are.
There's nothing to be gained by negative thought.
No, but it's going to be a great night tonight, and we want to thank Darius Rucker once again for allowing this to happen. He lost the bet to Todd. And Todd gets to sing two songs tonight, and he's going to sing Hall & Oates. Still, I'm not going to believe it until I see Todd walk out there.
Like Seton said, how bizarre is it for you to utter those words into a national radio and TV mic?
You're going to sound check today with Darius Rucker. Paul Feinbaum, ESPN college football analyst, Mr. SEC. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit. ESPN is reporting that Arizona is on the verge of leaving to go to the Pac-12. It's not a question of if, but when. The question is, who follows Arizona State? Paul Feinbaum had this to say, or he said, if I'm Arizona State and Utah, I would jump, run, do anything to get away from the Pac-12. And he'll join us coming up. And we talked about a couple of different scenarios here. Can Oregon do something without Oregon State? Can Washington do something without Washington State? Do the local governments get involved like they did with Virginia and Virginia Tech? Arizona State, is that a package deal? You would think that. But, you know, and if even if you have this TV contract, do you have a TV partner, it's Apple TV. Well, who's going to want to watch a conference that doesn't have Dion, USC, UCLA, and then if Oregon happens to leave, you might go, hey, you've got a TV partner. Well, I'll tune in. It's like having a streaming service, and then you go, there's nothing on that streaming service. Like, why am I watching this? Let me go to where the other streaming services are that they're showing, you know, great quality, great content here. And they're just going to get kind of nudged out of all of this. Even if they do lose those schools, can you bring some other schools in? Can you keep this afloat? So that's what's going on right now. And it went from nobody's talking about anything to everybody's talking about realignment. Now Florida State wants out of the ACC. Does Clemson want out of the ACC? Would the SEC absorb anybody? Would they take Clemson? Now, you can say an obvious yes, but I don't know what Greg Sankey and the SEC's logic would be with expansion. Would you take Florida State? Would that be a disservice to Florida? But these are all the things that are happening, or at least being discussed in real time. 877-3DP Show. Operator Tyler standing by, taking your phone calls. The poll question from hour one, and what are we going to go with in hour two, Seton?
Hour one, Dan, we had which disappointing quarterback will end up being good. Right now, Trey Lance is winning with 36% of the vote. Then it's basically a three-way tie. Sam Darnold a little bit in the lead, followed by Baker Mayfield, Zach Wilson in last. But it's basically a three-way split between them.
I was entertained last night. But I went in wanting to see these quarterbacks, Zach Wilson, Dorian Thompson, Robinson, and even Kellen Mond, just to sort of see how they're handling this. DTR has been, he's had five practices, but he looked good, he's fun, and he's a kid I'm rooting for. And Zach Wilson, I thought he looked good. Now, granted, yes, it's preseason, but I'll take that. You know, if you're looking for any kind of positivity, certainly with Zach Wilson, you're like, all right, let me see how he handles this. With Aaron Rodgers watching, and he threw a touchdown pass, but there's a couple of guys out of that game that maybe will stick. Maybe they'll stick in your memory bank in, you know, second half of the season or playoff. You go, oh, I remember that guy in the preseason. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. So what are we going to go with hour two, Seton O'Connor?
Hour two, Dan, we actually borrowed this one from Snoop Dogg. Tonight, Todd's performance will be incredibly bad.
Oh.
Tonight, Todd's performance will be incredibly bad.
Well, I was wondering, what are you rooting for?
Right now, it is 50-50. Oh.
Can we be honest, if I go around the room, do I want the question to be, what are you rooting for, or how do you think this plays out? How do you think this plays out? Let's do that. Let's be positive here. Will Todd be better than DeMarcus Ware was singing the anthem last night?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Paulie.
I'm going to give DeMarcus Ware a lot of credit for having the guts to do it. He is a tribute to Demaryius Thomas, who passed away. He's in a situation there where I'm sure it's not the best for Echo and all that stuff. I thought he sang okay. But the guts to do it really steps it up for me.
Yeah, I agree. Seton, what do you think will happen tonight?
Not to go down the middle, but it's going to be somewhere between awesome and awful. There's going to be moments of hey, all right, look, Todd did it, and you give him a lot of credit. It's going to be, I give him a lot of credit for getting up there, similar to what Paul just said.
What could be awesomely awful?
No, I don't think it's going to be a train wreck.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be a train wreck at all. I think he's going to get up there, and he's going to sing exactly the way Todd sings.
Okay.
And it's going to be like, all right, you did it. Good for you.
Marvin, what do you think?
I think he's going to do well, but I think he's going to overstay his welcome.
Okay.
And Darius is going to say, all right, Fritzy, okay.
All right, Paulie?
I think it's going to go very well. I think Fritzy knows how to sing Hall & Oates, can pull it off in his setting, and has, as long as he listens to the people around him and keeps pace with them, it'll go great. I think Darius and his team are going to put together a set for him or a song for him with their arrangement, however they do it, and it's going to make it great because they're professional musicians. These are high-end musicians.
Todd has never listened.
If he listens completely.
When we give advice, he doesn't listen.
Correct.
I mean, you listen, you do not let it sink in. Is that fair with our relationship of a lot of things that I've told you, and then you disregard them?
Not completely, but there have been times where I should have listened more or should have listened, and I chose to go with what my instinct was, and then it didn't work out well.
The answer should have been just yes.
Just yes.
Yes, yes. Yes, Seton.
To be fair to Todd, we did give him the advice of when you get on stage at Caroline's, don't acknowledge the audience, just get right into your bit. And he's been crushed for that ever since.
He shouldn't have listened to me.
He shouldn't have listened to
us.
We very much were like, you don't get up there and say hi to the crowd, okay? You just get a, just go into your first joke. And it's one of the biggest things he's been torched for.
And wear a cowboy hat and boots. He's actually riding on a horse tonight. That would be fantastic if you did that.
I got to tell you, when I brought up him wearing the cowboy outfit that he bought at the Boot Barn in San Bernardino, I was not setting up for disaster. I actually thought it was a country concert and it would fit. I didn't think it through, but I actually was not, that was not a setup.
There's going to be a lot of people there with cowboy boots on, cowboy hats.
Oh, look at this guy. He's probably going to sing Garth Brooks or Alan Jackson or Brooks and Dunn or something. What, a Hall & Oates in that outfit? What?
It feels like the modern country outfit is not that. It's not a cowboy hat and one of those shirts and your jeans tucked into your cowboy boots. I don't go to a lot of country concerts, but that doesn't seem like the modern outfit.
Yes, Marvin.
I'm feeling like there's a lot of like trucker hats.
Yeah.
With, you know, the
ripped
American
jeans
flag
and guns.
Okay.
And like just a regular t-shirt, regular jeans, and maybe cowboy boots.
Yeah. I go to a few country concerts and it's the women really good get into it. Guys, it could be a nice t-shirt, glasses, hat.
Glasses?
Yeah, like sunglasses.
Oh. Darius wears jeans, t-shirt, and cowboy boots. And a hat.
And a hat. Yeah, that feels like the much more modern outfit. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right.
Oh,
let's go.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, you were channeling your Zac Brown. Is that what you're doing there?
Yeah, that's like one of the five country songs I know.
Rejoin Music. You're going to be in the audience tonight, though.
I will. Hey, Darius. Hey, it's me.
Do you think he'll single you out? Hey, I'll see you at the meeting.
Yep. James in Virginia, too.
Yeah, I love
He's
that.
He's coming, too.
That'd be great. Ryan in Honolulu wants to offer some encouragement here. Hey,
Dan.
Ryan.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, Ryan.
Wow. Todd, congratulations, brother. Seeing you with Darius Rucker tonight. Good luck.
Thank you.
I hope you don't stink, because we don't want to be with you. But what I want is for Fritzy to crush it. But if he doesn't, then let him cry. When the booze fall down like rain, let Todd cook. Let Todd cool.
I think Ryan should be opening for me tonight.
Thank you, Ryan. It sounded like that he was giving you some encouragement there. Right?
In the backhanded way that Ryan delivers it, yes.
Anywho.
This is amazing.
It is.
What a world. What a world.
I know. God, it's going to be great. I mean, I don't. It's going to be great no matter what. Whew, man, I'm nervous. By the way, songs are from the year we were born. That's the Rejoin Music. We already had Seton with Cheap Trick, Surrender. Marvin, what was your song last hour? Yeah. So Michael Jackson, Marvin?
I don't know. This wasn't my song.
Oh, it wasn't. Oh, I thought this was yours. Paulie?
This is mine. The Jackson 5. This song came out in the fall of 69 when I was born. I was a big Jackson 5 fan. Mm. They were from Gary, Indiana, right across. His dad, Michael Jackson's dad, worked at U.S. Steel. My dad worked at U.S. Steel a little later. And Michael Jackson's 11 singing this song. And this is a great, Who's Loving You? It gets better, and Michael hits all the high notes. Mm. He's 11 years old on national TV singing this song.
Okay. I don't know why I thought that was yours, Marvin.
I like Michael.
Okay.
Why did you think Cheap Trick was his, Dan?
Am I profiling here, and I didn't even know that?
Yeah, because I'm more into Surrender. I identify. Mommy's all right. Daddy's all right. Oh, no, not
no,
daddy.
You didn't have
no,
daddy.
No, not daddy.
Yeah. Seen a little
no.
Mommy. Mommy's
yeah, mommy.
Right.
She just seems a little weird. It's so true listening to that song. Like, could you never think your parents were young? Like, oh, my gosh.
Right.
This woman was born old.
Yeah.
And my mom was like 34, and I was 14. I was like, God, you were just so old, woman.
I know. We look back and we go, you know, that your parents, how old were they when they had you? And then what were we like when, you know, we were that age? And, you know, I remember when my dad died, he was 54, and I got to 54 and I went, damn, this is young. And then you you know, he's got six kids and you got a mortgage and you got like all these crazy things. We grew up, we're like, you know, life is pretty good. Yeah, get a bologna sandwich, get an apple and some raisins. That's all I needed. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, like I can remember my parents' 40th birthday parties and you know, being like, whoa, this is so old. Look, they got mugs saying they're 40 now. Oh my God. I blew past 40.
You blew a .18.
I blew well past a .40. Exactly.
Aaron in Fort Wayne joins us. Hey, Aaron, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, best of luck to you. But for some reason, I'm visualizing you going out there, like waving both hands like you're greeting a second-grade crowd, almost in the same way that Seinfeld bombed on purpose. Like you're going to run out there and be like, hey, guys, who's ready to listen to some music? Are you ready for Todd? And when you started out that way, you're never, you can't recover from that. So my advice to you, Todd, a great entrance. I mean, a one-piece white jumpsuit, come out like Elvis, come out in a blaze of fire, because there's a long ways in between the backstage and actually getting out there to the middle. So don't screw that up.
Don't listen to Aaron, Todd. See, I'm gonna have to screen these calls because I want the best advice for you tonight.
No Elvis jumpsuit.
I love Elvis, but I'd say no.
Gyrating with both hands in my hips.
Yeah.
Later, Elvis.
Yeah, like a heavier Elvis.
Okay. Make sure you get that in.
Sequin jumpsuit Elvis?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
I know.
Come on, guys.
I know. Well, I can't give Todd early Elvis.
I'm sweating a lot. Put on some weight.
Literally give me a cheeseburger.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was a pretty good impression.
All right. Dave in Iowa. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 64250. Trying to think positive tonight for Fritzy.
Okay.
But I think I need to warn him about a little bit of sabotage that might be going on with Darius.
Ooh.
I was at his concert in Dubuque a couple weeks ago. Saw him at a blackjack table after the show. I asked him to take a photo. He said, you know, very nicely said, no, I can't do that. I'm playing, but I love Dan Patrick, so I thought I'd pass that on.
Mm.
But as I walked away, I had an unconfirmed source approach me saying, did you upset him? He told you to suck it back row.
So
my question to Fritzy, are you and Darius on good terms?
As far as I know.
I don't know if they're on terms.
We don't like hang out regularly, but you know, we'll communicate to get him on the show.
Well, no. The last time you were trying to get him on, he did not appreciate. He said, I'll come on as long as Fritzy stops texting me.
Oh, I don't think I was aware of that. I thought that was some other people.
No. No.
It has been,
there
right?
is other people.
To be fair.
Yeah, there are other people.
Bill Murray, J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt just did that. Hey, I'll come on. Just tell Todd, stop texting me.
That could be a pest a little bit.
All right, we'll take a break.
That's not the first time we've heard that, by the way.
No, it's not. Won't be the last either. Just trying to do your job, Todd. All you're trying to do.
11 texts in 45 minutes. I'll get back to him and tell him to relax.
But do you do that? Do you have a friend or do you do that yourself where you call somebody, they don't answer, and then you call back like 3 minutes later? I got a friend who is OCD. He's a lot of things, but he'll call, and I'll send it to voicemail because I'm on the other line. And then he'll call right back. And then I'll send it to voicemail. And then he'll text me, and I say, call me. And then I won't call him because I'm still on the phone. But it doesn't stop him. It's like whatever you're doing in your world is not that important. And he, you know, he wants you to know, you got to call me right now. I'd be like, nah, I don't need to. Do you do that, Todd? That's probably what happens with these people.
Yeah,
hey, I haven't heard from you in 7 minutes.
Yeah, I try not to. I try to give what I think is the right amount of time to hear back. And if I haven't, then I will politely check back again. That's my way of saying, you know, can you just give me a yes or no answer kind of thing.
Paul Feinbaum is going to join us. Fritzy's been pestering him for most of the week. And Paul caved in, and we'll talk to him about the future of the Pac-12, the Big 12, and the Big 10, and the ACC, the SEC. We got some drama unfolding this morning here. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This isn't mine.
This is mine. Thank you. Thank you, Marvin. Johnny Cash. I didn't appreciate him. I don't know why I didn't. But then you go back and you listen to him, and you're like, "Why, man, this guy was the real deal, you know? He was the real deal." Keeper's Heart, award-winning Irish American whiskey that brings the rich heritage of Irish and American whiskey-making traditions, and they bring them together. That means the smoothness and richness of Irish whiskey and the boldness and complexity of American whiskey, creating a unique drinking experience like no other from the master distiller, Brian Nation, who started Jameson. He has created Keeper's Heart. Ask for it. We ask for Paul Feinbaum, and Paul Feinbaum delivers. ESPN radio host and, of course, the Paul Feinbaum Show, the voice of the SEC, live every weekday at 3 Eastern on SEC Network and ESPN Radio. Back for the 10th season of SEC Nation this fall, airing Saturdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on SEC Network. Just got word that the Pac-12 is As we speak, Paul, they are basically asking all their members who's in and who's not, with Arizona perhaps out, maybe Arizona State out. Let's start with the Pac-12 with what you think it's going to eventually look like.
Well, if you had called me an hour ago, I would have said it was about over for the Pac-12. But since your show began, there's a sudden change in it. So it's a little bit hard to figure out what they are thinking about right now, since they don't know what they are doing, in my estimation. I think last night, Arizona was gone. That seemed to be all the indicators out of Tucson, and that perhaps meant Arizona State would join them. You had Oregon and Washington dealing with the Big Ten. But at this moment, Dan, and I hate to, you know, act like I'm standing outside the federal courthouse in Washington. But at this moment in time, I don't think anybody knows which way it's going. It looks like the trend lines, maybe that the league is going to be salvaged, although I don't know what purpose it would be for Arizona or Arizona State or anyone to stay in that league. They have nothing going for them. They have a ridiculously bad television offer on the table. So I would get out of there. But again, I'm just a talk show host. I'm not a university president with all the knowledge that they have.
Oh, I don't know how much knowledge they have, certainly in the Pac-12 with what's gone on here. But why would you stay? Why would these schools stay?
I think there's a lot of internal pressure. You know, as you probably know, Dan, because you follow college football, unlike a lot of national hosts, people value tradition. Now, I don't know why anyone values tradition, considering that the sport really doesn't honor it anymore. But there's this feeling among some, especially the president at Arizona State, that the Pac-12 really matters. It doesn't. Without USC, the Pac-12 has nothing going for it. That's really what this is about. Colorado leaving only mattered because Deion Sanders. Without him, it wouldn't have created a speck of dust in the wind. But USC leaving there a year ago was a body blow. And you know, they have a lot of nice schools and they have good quarterbacks this year, but they play too late at night. There's not much interest. And quite frankly, what we have now, we have two super conferences in college football and then another, what I would call a nice conference in the Big 12. And I don't know where the ACC is. I mean, to me, one of the most interesting stories of the week was the fact that Florida State decided, you know what, we're too good for the ACC. We want out. And even today, there's another story out, Dan, on that, not to be jumping all over the place, that the university in Tallahassee is looking into private equity to try to buy their way out. Now, how much would it cost for them to leave? $120 million. They better work on that pretty hard.
Yeah, let me go back to the Pac-12 because I'm wondering if, and we saw this with Virginia and Virginia Tech, when they went into the ACC, they had to go together because of right. local governments or the state governments. I don't know if Arizona State are under that. I don't know if Washington State, Oregon State, can they leave without taking Washington State? Can they leave without taking Oregon State?
Yeah, I know in the Arizona case, the two are part of the same board. And so that is really the problem. One group of people decide for both schools. I'm not certain about the other ones. In most states, the universities have different board of trustees. So I would not venture a guess on Oregon or Washington, but I don't know how you can look yourself in the eye if you're the president of Arizona or Arizona State or any of those schools and want to stay behind. And, you know, I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, but I do that occasionally. So, you know, good for them. They can play on Apple TV and be streamed and be ignored by the rest of mankind, because that's exactly what will happen.
And they went from 10 to 12. They added Colorado and Utah. They tried to do 14. They tried to get Texas and Oklahoma. But then the Big Ten commissioner, I think, wouldn't let Texas keep all the money from the Longhorn Network. I mean, imagine if the Pac-12 had those schools, that they could be a real force. And it just feels like a sleep at the wheel.
Dan, in 2010, as you remember, Texas was gone. They were taking a group of schools with them to the Pac-12, and Texas decided they were like-minded of Cal and Stanford. They felt like their academics matched there. That was back in the the dark ages of intercollegiate athletics when somebody actually realized that people go to school. And that almost happened. It didn't. The Longhorn Network was born, and that was really what led all these other schools to leave the Big 12. I mean, there was, you know, between Nebraska and Missouri and Colorado, all these schools, Texas A&M, they all started leaving because of Texas. And now here we are. And again, it's easy to beat up on one man, but I'm going to do it. Larry Scott will possibly go down as the worst commissioner in the history of intercollegiate athletics. He had all these things at his hand. He couldn't make anything happen. His credentials to be the Pac-12 commissioner 13 years ago was, I think he was the president of the Indoor Tennis Association, the World Tennis Association, or something like that. And he also turned down a deal with the mothership about 4 years ago, which would have kept them cranking along pretty well right now, but it wasn't good enough for him.
Talking to Paul Feinbaum, ESPN radio host, The Paul Feinbaum Show. Let me look at what the Big Ten is doing, because if you're looking down the road here, Tony Vettitti is running the Big Ten, TV guy, sharp guy, and a source said he's a good foil with Greg Sankey. Like, you know, those two are going to run college football here in the next 10 years. But if you're the Big Ten, what is your strategy here, and how does Florida State factor into that strategy?
Well, I think they need to be careful, and you're right. And what's different about today versus a year or two ago is that Kevin Warren, who was the commissioner of the Big Ten, felt like he knew everything, and he did not care to deal with people like Greg Sankey. Sankey and Vettitti have already met a couple of times. They realize they are the two titans. They may have competing interests, but they have to look after each other, because they are literally at the epicenter of the sport. And I don't think Florida State's really where the Big Ten it wants to go. I think the Big Ten always covets Notre Dame, but Dan, that story has been going on for about 50 or 100 years. I think they're watching the ACC pretty closely, because that's another league that is a powder keg. I'm not suggesting it could blow up, but if enough schools in the ACC say we want out, there's a poison pill in their structure that could create mass chaos, other than what I mentioned was $120 million exit fee. I think schools like North Carolina, Virginia, they're much better fits for the Big Ten than Oregon, okay, and Washington. And quite frankly, I don't think Southern Cal, when they made the move, really wanted anybody else from the Pac-12 invited other than UCLA.
Yeah, it's a great point. I was told that yesterday, that was part of the agreement, whether it was written or not, but, you know, saying to USC, we're not taking anybody else from the Pac-12. It'll be you and UCLA. SEC adding any schools? I mean, they have to knock on your door. You can't show up without an invitation here, but can you see that?
Yeah, I can see that only if the Big Ten moves on and grabs somebody. The SEC, you know, is like everyone else. These are difficult things to do, to digest two new schools. The SEC is still struggling whether it wants to play 8 or 9 games when the expansion comes next year. I think they'll wait it out. But clearly, Florida State was talking to the SEC on Tuesday. They weren't talking to the Big Ten. And if Florida State figures out a way, then there's Clemson and Dan. Clemson and Florida State feel like SEC schools.
Yes.
They are SEC schools.
But Florida would be okay with Florida State in the SEC?
Probably not, but I doubt they really get a vote. Texas A&M didn't want Texas, but the league wanted them. I mean, this is no longer a democracy. One man rules the SEC.
If I gave you Georgia or the field, who you taking?
I still like Georgia, Dan. They have the easiest schedule known to mankind, other than maybe Michigan's. Except they don't have to play Ohio State. They play Tennessee as their toughest game of the year, and that game is on the road. But it's still not as tough as Ohio State. They have everything going. This Georgia team looks like Alabama did 10 years ago when they were trying to three-peat, which is exactly what Georgia is attempting to do, and I think they will.
Has Nick Saban won his last title?
I think there's, I think that he has one more in him. I think he has enough talent on that team to win another title. They simply have to figure out the quarterback position, and that is a mystery one day into practice.
Great to talk to you. Thank you, Paul. Have a great weekend.
Dan, a pleasure. Thank you.
Paul Feinbaum, voice of the SEC. Now, I had a source who sent me, he's been sending me some information this morning, that Florida State could have joined the SEC. They declined. They had one, there were two openings in the SEC. This was a while ago. But this also allowed Florida State with Bobby Bowden to have that great run at Florida State because they were playing in an inferior conference. Therefore, you're going to have a great record and you're going to play for national championships. But the state of Florida, or having Florida State, if you're the Big Ten, keep this in mind. Florida State alumni, you got over 400,000 living worldwide. Largest concentration will be in Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Texas, and California. Well, those just happen to be four of the five valuable states that the Big Ten Network currently does not have teams in those primary markets.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Once again, it's your footprint. You want to have, you know, these big big states, big cities. You want to be able to have your brand in those states, California, Texas. And this is where, if you're the Big Ten, we can get into Florida. We get caught up in the, well, God, Florida State playing. Well, USC and UCLA are in the Big Ten. You know, let's stop this. Stop with geography, okay? Why is Nebraska in the Big Ten? I know. I get it. But let's stop with geography because it doesn't matter anymore. You know, where you are, hey, you're going to be on the road. So it's good for business. May not be good for the student athlete. It's good for business. That's what you, and that's how you have to think because that's how these commissioners are thinking. Who can we get? What about that state? How important is that state? Recruiting, getting your footprint. And this is what the Big Ten is going to weigh. But Clemson and Florida State, and if you would add them, let's say the Big Ten adds, the only way the Big Ten could top that is get Notre Dame. But if you get Washington and Oregon, okay, now I think you got the SEC's attention. Maybe then they reach out to Florida State and Clemson and say, you guys, you want to come in? I don't know what happens to the rest of the ACC. Like, I don't know where you go. But if that's the poison pill and Clemson and Florida State decide to go, then what's left? But I would think it this way. The Pac-12 still gets automatic entry. If I win the Pac-12, I don't care who it is, you get an automatic berth. You're in the playoffs. This helped Florida State and the ACC. A basketball conference in Florida State, you know, was a football powerhouse. That's what's happening here. Andrew in Washington. Hey, Andrew, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Dennis. Happy Meat Friday. Real quick, my song for the year I was born was My Sharona. I'm not a music aficionado. It's just a fun song that came out the year I was born. So I can't believe that the Conference of Champions was taken down by a two first name commissioner, Larry Scott. That kind of sucks. I grew up here watching all the Pac-10, and it's kind of miserable to watch it go away. But today's Todd's day. It's the Fritzy Friday for real. He's going on stage. And if there's one thing Todd has going for him is he owns the most uncomfortable situations as his own. If he can do one thing, it is perform and be in front of people when he's uncomfortable. So, Todd, you're going to kill it. I don't care what you're wearing. I don't care how many songs you're singing. I don't care how you're introduced. It's going to be great. So just remember that, and you do a wonderful
job. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Andrew's got your back there.
Appreciate that, Andrew.
Yeah. I think you're finding out that this audience is rooting for you.
I feel the love. I can feel the support.
You should. You should feel the love.
It's comforting. It is.
Yes. When we come back, the NFL Phrase of the Year for 2023. Also, he should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. No doubt. I'll tell you who right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah. Like, check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
69 song. I wasn't going to do it because I thought you might go Elvis, but that was my song.
Yeah, but you didn't notice Elvis. You just found Elvis when the movie came out. You came in, you're like, oh my God, Elvis, he's got great songs.
I did find an old program from a long time ago because my parents went to see Elvis, and I remember as a kid, I didn't know who is this guy in this outfit. So I was familiar with him when I was really little, but it was just kind of a picture book that they bought or whatever.
He's Roger Bennett. He is a co-founder of Men in Blazers Media Network. He's a big deal. Eva Longoria is the Men in Blazers guest on Twitch, kicking off at 4:45 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Wow, look at that. Eva Longoria. Hi, Rog.
Oh, Danny P, it's a joy to be with you. Can I just tell you, Paul Feinbaum, you had a photo of me and him side by side to promote this show. And I thought, oh, that looks handsome. It looks just like me, but he could be my son or me if I had a lot of work done. He's perfect.
Help me understand with these sports stars buying into British soccer clubs. What
I heard you've been offered one. I'm fascinated.
I kind of offered two of them.
Yeah. Why just have one go bankrupt on you when you can destroy two from afar?
Well, one was in France and one was in Italy.
God, Dan, you don't want to get mucked up in that Italian crap. Let me tell you, that is, you'll end up in the Pine Barrens, season 3. Sopranos, before you know it, you'll be wondering, how did I get here?
What are these guys,
a lot of this.
What are you guys getting, these celebrities getting out of this? And then what do the clubs get out of Tom Brady buying in or J.J. Watt buying in?
Wow, J.J. Watt buying into Burnley. It's an incredible thing. He's been on our show a ton, J.J. I've watched his passion for this football. This gentleman who grew up in Wisconsin, hockey player, football player, you know, American sports lover, falling in love with the game of English football, now partnering with Burnley Football Club. First of all, it's incredible to witness that. You know, when you look at the long ball game of when I came to America in the early 90s and the Congressman Kemp, who was the quarterback, was it for the Rams, walking around Congress when America was awarded the World Cup, saying it's important for American children to know that football is where you rush with it and pass the ball with your hands, not where you kick it. One is American capitalism, the other is European socialism. How far we've come, and it is bloody joyous that we are open to the world's game, and JJ is a symbol of that. But what do the teams get with JJ Watt, with incredible Tom Brady? If Tom Brady's team ever plays JJ Watts, that will just be boom. The team I support, Everton Football Club, are so crap and so miserable, so dark, they'll probably end up getting Johnny Manziel buying into them or something. But what do they get? They get a mouthpiece, they get a platform, they get a chance. Right now, America is still, and this is, you know, Men in Blazers' rise has been a testament to the fact that this football averse nation, which was to the game of football like space to Captain Kirk, the final frontier, we are falling in love with this sport. The biggest teams in the world, Barcelona, you know, Manchester United, even Wrexham, which we can talk about, which I'm fascinated by what Rob McElhenney, who's actually on our show today, we're just launching out on YouTube, and Ryan, putting, you know, taking Wrexham, using their speaker, they've made it a tiny, massive club. And what they get with Tom Brady or Leeds United, who essentially have the richest GoFundMe of owners. Now the 49ers are in, Jordan Spieth's in, Phelps is in, my mate Larry Nance is in, TJ McConnell. It's like a GoFundMe of very wealthy athletes have bought Leeds United. They get a mouthpiece to speak to that American audience, which is gold dust for these teams right now.
The Orlando City coach called the game against Messi and Inter Miami a circus because of the officiating. Are they going to give Messi special treatment?
Oh, man, I love it. The Orlando City coach is the only one who's actually beating the drum about that. No one gives a crap. What do we want? We want messy morsels. We want golden nuggets. Can we just say this man has arrived, this tiny man, he's a giant. Talk about billboards that are speaking to the entire world now, welded onto the American game. And we've got a World Cup coming, Danny P, 2026. We've got the biggest teams in the world salivating about playing here in the United States. And we have Lionel Messi, this little demigod, walking amongst us, scoring for fun. Yes, it's a bit like if LeBron decided, you know what? I fancy going to play basketball in London for a little bit. Oh, I just scored 120 points this game, 57 boards. I threw in a very healthy 37 assists. I didn't really break a sweat. But what he's doing is several times a game, scoring goals that make the football world's nipples go hard and saying, America, America, America. And that's, so forget the Orlando City thing. You and or the Orlando City coach are the only two people that have mentioned the officiating.
Okay, wait. Is Messi, though, maybe making a mockery of the MLS? Because here's a guy who's, what, 36 coming over here, and he's, you know, showcasing his talents. Does it make the league look inferior?
Oh, that's a very good question. I mean, right now, Messi is going to a supermarket and getting, I think it was Publix he went to. He brought some Lucky Charms in his shopping bag, Lucky Charms, the Breakfast of Champions. And that got public something like $3.7 million of global free global advertising. Everything this man does, when he goes to the pasta restaurant that has a 3.5 rating on Yelp, but he goes there, it becomes almost like a transcendent holy site that thousands then flock to. So I don't, ultimately there will be a point where it will become, it is in danger of becoming like my stupid LeBron in London analogy. We're not there yet, but it is incredible. He's playing with he gets assists, magical assists from this player called Robert Taylor, who's despite his name sounding like he's just been plucked from the streets of, hello, Cockles and Muscle, South London. He's actually from Finland. This man, if you look at his biography, has played in let's just say the anus of world football. He's played for Finnish teams I didn't even know existed, has washed up in Orlando. In Miami, and is now ditching incredible assists.
What happened to you? You've given nipples and anus here in a span of about 3 minutes here.
It's a Women's World Cup, Dan. I've been up since 2 a.m. every day for the past 2.5 weeks, while the Premier League teams have been flowing across our nation training, your Chelsea's, your Manchester United's, your Wrexham's. These are days of bountiful wonder for those who love football in this nation, and just trying to keep up to it. I think it's turned me into a slightly dark figure, but I am excited for your show. I'm excited for Todd. Is he a Daryl Hall or is he a John Oates? That's what I can't get my head around in this moment.
Todd, are you a John Hall or Daryl?
Well, you got to have them together. They're a pair. If I had to pick one because he's the lead singer, I'd have to go with Hall.
So Daryl Hall, appeared John on our Oates. Show. Yes, okay.
Yeah, I mean, are you Stockton or Malone? Is really what we're asking here.
No.
See, I shouldn't go there at all. Sorry, I'm taking that on back. I'm a John Oates. I think in life, it's the John Oates quiet, knowing your mustache is going to steal every photograph. I like that.
Okay.
I like that approach. But I am excited for you guys tonight.
How concerned should we be about our girls maybe bowing out?
Our women?
Yes.
For context, the United States trying to get a three-peat in the World Cup. They've gone back-to-back. They've never done less than the semi-final in this tournament. You know, we have Title IX here. It's a unique advantage, a built-in advantage. And this World Cup, it's been dark. It's been humbling. They've been unsyncopated. It's been a little bit like if you tuned in for The Last Dance, only to see Jordan and Pippen crash out in the first round, be swept in the first round of the playoffs. That's the possibility. They're in the they made the round of 16. They made the knockouts. They've yet to find their form. They are the most peerless team I've ever seen, athletically, mentally. This generation to generation tenacity, this generation to generation winning mentality. And we play Sweden 4:45 a.m., which I'm going to watch with Eva Longoria. Which could be for Eva Longoria, the football could be a challenge. Being with me could be definitely even worse. But it is a real possibility. But to flip it on its head.
Wait, how did you get Eva Longoria, though?
She loves football. She's the owner of Angel City in LA. She owns a Liga MX team. Going back to your original thing,
okay.
Eva Longoria, isn't it? She owns Nakaka, who I actually adore in Liga MX. She's proper football. When England played America in the Men's World Cup, I watched it with Matthew McConaughey live on Twitch. People love watching along and watching people watching football. We're playing Sweden, who are very powerful, very good, very blonde. I prefer it. It almost feels like we're going to play like the whole of ABBA on a football field. And the US so far has been like the New York Mets version of the US women. And I do believe, please God, before Sunday night, we will summon that tenacity of old, that mental ability. That football, women's football has exploded, Dan. And in the past, we used to steamroller over all comers. But now people are bloody good. Morocco, Haiti, Jamaica.
Well,
Colombia,
this goes back
these
to
have been the stars.
This is the dream team. So basketball, what the dream team did to the world, that's what Women's World Cup team has done. You can use that if you want.
Dan, you're giving me gold. It is exactly that. It's ultimately a great thing for the game of basketball, global side of the game. It means that the days of America just automatically opening up a can of whoop-ass. And whatever happens in this World Cup, our footballers that we develop here are very athletic and mentally just unparalleled. but the European game, the African game now, you know, even Morocco have been the darling of this World Cup.
Have you had Messi on your show? Men in Blazers had Messi on the show.
Lionel Messi, he doesn't say a lot, Dan. So an American analogy to that athlete, the athlete who just says everything with his play, but really outside of commercials. I mean, you see Lionel Messi eating a lot of these on commercials. You see Lionel Messi drinking a lot of Pepsi, but verbally, he doesn't say a lot, and it's almost added to his deep, deep mystique.
Oh, okay. So the answer is no. It's a long-winded way of saying no, you haven't had Messi on Men in Blazers.
And he won't come on the DP show now. Now you're supporting the Orlando City manager.
That's the reason why I'm not getting Messi, is because I'm backing the Orlando head coach.
Messi was like, oh my God, I just love the Dan Patrick show. You know, like Daryl Hannah learned English in Splash by watching daytime quiz games. Lionel Messi's no doubt been sharpening his English by watching the Dan Patrick show. He's like turning around to his wife, being like, Paul Feinbaum, he is demigod. and instead, he's like, oh, Todd Fritz, why is he not playing Your Kisses on My Lips? He's saying to his wife, like arguing about which Daryl Hall classics, what bangers Fritz is going to play tonight.
Bangers.
And now he just heard, and then he's like, oh my God, Dan Patrick and the Orlando City coach. He called his agent, said the interview with DP.
You strike me as a guy who was a big Wham fan.
I mean, if you don't appreciate the work of Wham, are you really alive? Where are we going with this? God, some of the Wham early stuff was just immense.
Careless Whisper.
Wham Rap. When these guys broke out, just the two of them, just North London lads on television.
No, that wasn't good. No, that rap song was not good.
But it was amazing. We didn't know what a suntan was. Which sun had not yet been invented in England when we saw them. And they were just like golden. They didn't wear a shirt, which is a dangerous game. Just leather jackets, no shirt, chest wig.
Yeah.
On television.
Hot.
I was like, oh my God. It's like, I haven't felt that like, oh my God, that's sexy since I saw that photo of Paul Feinbaum this morning.
Be on your best behavior with Eva Longoria.
I will. I do know that Messi's people are now got a vacant interview slot after they ditched you. So I'm like, I'm definitely on best behavior. I love the Lays. I love the Pepsi. I've got my Messi. Look, right behind me, actually, I've got Messi bottles of Bud because I know he adores the Bud as well as the Lucky Charms. So it will happen. But Danny P, we are living in incredible days for football.
Of course we are.
Even since I've been coming on your show.
And soccer. So both of them.
Yeah, by the way, can we just say, I've gone as a Chicago Bears fan from just bleak wandering in the desert for like 40 years to just a surging sense of, I almost feel sorry for other teams. We're going to be that dynastic now.
Are you lonely? I mean, you strike me as you're lonely.
You're on to me. Why'd you say that?
I don't know. You're surrounded by toys in a small room.
And the Chicago Bears, dynastic Bears. Like, Dan, I've got to tell you, I am genuine. I feel, is it the Tracy Chapman album cover that's making you fear for me?
Tracy Chapman, yeah. She getting another trip around
Dan,
here.
I will tell you this. You can never be lonely when you're a sports fan because just the darkness of being a White Sox fan, a Chicago Bears fan, an Everton fan, now the US women slightly challenged. You learn that when something mildly good happens, you just celebrate that sense of meaning and that deep sense of connection to other fans and not waste a single second. So I'm probably one of the most joyous and upbeat human beings you will have on the show this year until you book Lionel Messi / Eva Longoria / John Oates. I will wear that mantle. But ultimately, it is. I watch sports, Dan, telling you more than you want to know.
Roger, I have to go. I know you're lonely.
And I didn't know we were talking to anybody else. I thought it was just you and me, Danny Ving.
We might not be talking to anybody else. We started out talking to people, but have fun. This weekend, Men in Blazers.
It's always, go, USA.
Okay, that's Roger Bennett, co-host of Men in Blazers. Eva Longoria is going to join the show coming up. They had 500,000 people watch the last match with them. Pretty good stuff.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.